Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in Maseches Peah. We are in the fifth chapter, and today we will be covering the fifth and sixth Mishnayos. Mishnah Hey says, Hamachlif im ha'aniyim, someone who exchanges produce with the poor person. Bishalo pater u'bishal aniyim chayev. His is exempt from tithes, and that of the poor person is obligated in tithes. Now, which is his and which is the poor person's, that which he gave or that which he received, we'll see when we get to the Bart Neuro. Shnayim shekiblu es hasadeh ba'arisus. Two poor people who acquire a field together for sharecropping, meaning that they work it in exchange for a percentage of the output. Zen nosein lezeh chelko meiser ani, v'zen nosein lezeh chelko meiser ani. Each one can give the other his tithe for the poor. Hamakabel sadeh lektzur, someone who acquires a field to reap as a sharecropper. Aser beleket shicha upeya u'maiser ani. He's not allowed to take the leket shicha and peya and the maiser ani, even though he's a poor person. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Emasai. When is this the case? Bizman shekibo menu lemechsa lishlish ulrevia. When he gets it as a half, a third, a quarter, he has some percentage of the field. Kavalim amarlo, shlish mashata kotzer shalcha. If he says a third of what you reap is yours, mutar baleket ubeshichla uvapeya va'aser b'maisa ani. In such a case, then he's allowed to have the leket shicha and peya for himself, but he's not allowed to have the maiser ani. Let us look in the Bar Tanuro. Hamachlif im ha'aniyim, someone who exchanges gifts of produce with the poor. Nosein tvua operus la'ani, b'chiluf mashalakat. He gives grain or fruit to the poor person in exchange for that which he gleaned. Shalo pater, his is exempt from tithes, min ha'maiser, from tithes. Mashinasan lo ha'ani, that which the ani gave to him, so that which the owner of the field walks away with, doesn't need tithes taken from it. Shehu shall leket shicha upeya, because it's from leket shicha and peya, and those things do not require tithes to be taken. V'shal aniyim chayev, and that which he gives to the poor is obligated in tithes. Mashanatan bal habayis la'ani mitvua so, v'chayev la'aser kodem shiyitein osa la'ani. That which he gives the poor person from his produce, and he is obligated to take tithes before he gives it to the poor person. Shnayim shekiblu es hasadeh, two people who acquire a field, v'hem aniyim, and they're poor, ba'arisus, as sharecroppers, l'mechsa l'shlish l'rvia, v'hem nasim kabal habayis. So they have a percentage of it, a half, a third, a quarter, and they are like owners. U'bal habayis ani, aser b'leket shosadehu. And a poor person who owns a field is not allowed to take leket from his own field, d'chsiv, lo silaket la'ani, you shall not glean it, it's for the poor. Azhara la'ani, shalo yolkot haleket shalo. It's a warning to a poor person who owns a field not to glean his own field. V'chayv lahafrish maiser ani, he has to separate the tithe for the poor. V'laseis la'ani acher, and to give it to another poor person. V'davka kol echad al chelko nasa kebal habayis. But each one is only considered an owner of his own portion. Remember, there's two of them, and they are partners in this field. So each one is only the owner of his own share. V'lo al chelek havero. But he's not an owner of his friend's share. Hilkach mutarim litein ze lezeh maiser ani. That's why they're allowed to give each other maiser ani. Each one has to give it, but they can give it to each other. Shekiblu mimenu lemechsa, this is only when he acquired a percentage of it. Shezaka b'mechuber, in which case he acquires the standing grain, it's still attached to the ground. Aval im amar le shlish masha ata kotzer, if he says you'll get a third of what you reap, ein lo chelek el betalush, then he only has a share in once it's separated from the ground. And the obligation for the gifts to the poor would fall on the owner of the field, not on the sharecropper. Even though the shicha applies to bound sheaves when they are being tied up, in any case it's exempt, because it doesn't fit the condition of your reaping, because it's not his field. Ho'yovelo zaka ela betalish, because he only acquired a percentage of the cut grain. The gershin is gayer la'achar ketzira, t'chayev b'shichcha la'el, the Rebbe Yehuda. What about the case we said earlier, where Rebbe Yehuda says that someone who converts in the middle of the harvest has to give shichcha? Hayne mishum dekarina be'sadcha, because that does fit the obligation of your field. When we call makom mehay taima lo mechayvinan ger beleket, but nevertheless, for this reason, we do not obligate the convert in leket. Ma'acha she'ikaro b'mechubar, because its main obligation is with the standing grain, or the grain still attached to the ground. Let us continue now in Mishnah Vav. Hamocher sadehu, someone who sells his field. Hamocher muter v'halokeach aser, the one who sold it is allowed to take leket, shicha, and peya, but the one who bought it is not. This again presupposes that they are poor people. If they're rich people, they're not allowed in any case. Lo yishkor adam es hapoalim al menas sheyalaket beno acharav. Someone cannot hire someone to reap his field on the condition that that person's son will glean after him. The idea being that he can underbid other people who want the job, because he'll say, you know, he wants $10 an hour, I'll take $8 an hour, plus my kid can pick up whatever I drop. That's not allowed. Misha eno maniach es ha'aniyam lil kot, someone who doesn't let the poor people come to glean. O shehu maniach es echad ve'echad lo, or he permits one but not another, plays favorites. O shehu messiah es echad mehen, or if he assists one of them. Harezeh gozel es ha'aniyam, this person is stealing from the poor. Al zeh ne'emar, and on such a person it says, it's pasuk in Mishlei, al taseh gevul olim, do not uproot the boundary. The pasuk actually says olam of the world, and here it's actually doing a little wordplay to say of those who go up. So we'll look in the Bart Neuro and see what's going on. Hamocher sadehu, someone who sells his field. Shemacher lo sada v'kamsa, he sells the field and the standing produce. V'amacher es hakama bilvad v'shir hasada la'atzmo, but if he sold only the standing produce and left the land for himself, shnehem asurim b'leket shecha upeya, then neither one would be permitted to take these gifts for the poor. She'etzel zeh ani kore sadcha, because one would fulfill the obligation of it's your field. V'etzel zeh ani kore akitzircha, and the other would fulfill the obligation of your harvest. So this only works in a case where he bought the land and the produce. If you split the difference, no one's allowed to have the gifts for the poor in this transaction. Hamocher muter, the one who sold it is allowed to take the gifts for the poor. Beleket shicha upeya, that's what he's allowed to take. Imhu ani, if he is a poor person. Someone who wants to be hired al menas sheyulkod beno acharav, on the condition that his son can glean after him. Shayidei kein hapol menachelo min haschiras v'nimsa poreachovo mishalaniyim. So what's happening is he's able to underbid the other workers, and by doing so, he's going to throw the leket to his son, and that'll take food out of the mouths of the other poor person. So all around, it's a shady deal. Al tasei gvul olim, don't remove the boundary of olim, olam or olim. Klomar altikre olam ela olim. So it's meaning to say, don't read it as if it says olam, which it says. Read it as if it says olim. Eis demafarshe elo olim mitzrayim, and there are some who say that this refers to those who came up out of Egypt. Shelo tishane ha'azharus shebatora shenitna liyotzei mitzrayim, so that we should not ignore or change the warnings of the Torah which was given to those who came up out of Mitzrayim. That concludes Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude the chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.